The latest Indiana Jones movie has some Peruvians hopping mad about its inaccuracies. They charge that Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is full of geographical and cultural mistakes. For example, the movie locates the ruins of the ancient city of Nazca in the center of Peru. It's really near the Pacific coastline. And Dr. Jones says that he learns how to speak the Incan language when he was fighting alongside Pancho Villa. Well, it's virtually impossible that the Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa knew any other language than Spanish. There are plenty more errors, charges the head of Peru's National Library. He calls the movie outrageous. Well, there's another blockbuster that's likely to draw smiles, not jeers. It is the remake of Jules Verne's science fiction classic, Journey to the Center of the Earth. So many special effects on that journey. Jules Verne located the threshold to the core of the Earth on a glacier in Iceland. The glacier is real. The entry to the center of the Earth isn't. And for years, Icelanders have merrily gone along with Verne's novel to help attract tourists. Gudrun Bergman lives at the edge of this volcanic glacier in Iceland. She runs the Hotel Helnar. What exactly is the name of this glacier, Ms. Bergman?
Oh, it's Snæfellsjökull. It means Snowy Mountain Glacier.
Snowy Mountain Glacier, Snæfellsjökull, or Snæfells National Park, and you can see it out your window.
Oh, absolutely. I open my front door, either at the hotel or my home, and it's right there as far as the clouds are not covering it. I don't think you can be much closer.
Problem is that you're going to have to probably be entertaining or at least gazing out on a bunch of tourists as well as this movie opens up this summertime.
I think it's interesting. A lot of people have been coming, especially from France. This book has been something that most school children read, and so a lot of people from France come here to experience, you know, the glacier, and a lot of them are looking for the opening at the top. But I think that the opening may be, you know, Jules Verne's opening at the top may have been inspired by the fact that there's a very, very long cave a little bit below the snow line, which goes about 150 meters into the ground. So there's definitely an underground entrance there.
So there's definitely an underground entrance. And when Jules Verne wrote the book in the 1860s, was he describing that very entrance?
No. He, of course, he was writing a science fiction, but I don't think he ever came to Iceland, but he basically read somebody's journal from who had traveled to Iceland. And so all his descriptions are pretty accurate, except when he comes to the top and describes that you can go in through an opening at the very top because the glacier is basically on top of a volcano. And so there's an ice cap over the crater itself and impossible to access until possibly 50 years from now, because the predictions are that with global warming, the ice will be gone in 50 years.
How many people, visitors, in fact, to your hotel have come already, either because of Jules Verne's book from the 1860s or because of the upcoming movie?
I don't think many have come because of the upcoming movie. I think it's more because people are attracted to the area and they find that this is a part of Iceland that they cannot leave out when they come to visit. I think the glacier on its own attracts people, but it's also a very powerful energy center.
A powerful energy center meaning what?
It's the heart center or the heart chakra of the earth. And there's tremendous energy around here and also ley lines in this area connecting with pyramids in Egypt and Mexico. So a lot of people come here for metaphysical reasons. They want to come and be in the energy. They want to be able to meditate here.
Do you believe in that mysticism?
Oh, I experience it all the time. I live here, so it's just part of my life. We have an old belief here that there's a guardian spirit in the glacier that looks after people in this area, and I kind of feel that he's looking after me and helping me with what I'm doing. You know, it's a pretty attractive and special glacier.
Thank you very much, Gudrun Bergman, who runs the Hotel Helnar. We'll make a link on our website, theworld.org, and you can find out more about the Snæfells Glacier in western Iceland as well. Again, it's at theworld.org. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.